you are buying direct because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
See Cole's Tractor and Equipment 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32 or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entree from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
The leaves are turning, temperatures are falling, and the flavors of the holidays have returned to Prairie Farms. Prairie Farms flavored milks add a delightful taste to the holidays. Flavors like chocolate custard, maple pecan, sugar cookie, chocolate mint, and holiday custard. And don't forget their delicious eggnog. No holiday table would be complete without sour cream, dips, cottage cheese, and ice cream. Prairie Farms, dedicated farmers, happy cows, and good milk. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction. The key word to a winning team is teamwork. Innovative Warehousing, a proud supporter of the community and area high school sports. This message is brought to you by your friends at Innovative Warehousing and Distribution, celebrating 25 years of service in Farmington and the surrounding areas.
The faculty and staff at North County St. Francis County School District are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, dedication, and commitment to be a good, successful student and athlete. Each student and athlete will have different goals and even different ways and timing of achieving those goals. So be yourself and excel to the very top. Good luck on a great year and a great season from the faculty and staff at the North St. Francis County School District.
Matt Greenwood with you on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. Match 3 of 3 on the docket today in the first round of the Class 3 District 2 volleyball tournament from Festus High School. First match went to the 5-seed St. Genevieve Dragons. They topped DeSoto 25-23 and 25-19. Second match featured 2-seed Festus versus 7-seed Herky. Festus takes both sets 25-13 and 25-19. Now our matchup. On the Fleas Equipment pregame show, our matchup now is the 3-seed North County Raiders and the 6-seed Potosi Trojans. We have lost half our crowd as the Festus Tigers are done for the night, so people have left. However, Potosi and North County volleyball fans have shown up here for what should be a potential 3-match affair. Let's hope it makes for exciting volleyball when you have 3 sets. So we'll see if North County and Potosi get that far. Let me tell you a little bit about Fleas Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ludington. Fleas Equipment, for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs, let their family serve your family. That is Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Ledington exit. Go online, visit them, check them all out, Fleegs.com, F-L-I-E-G-S, Fleegs.com. All right, since we don't have time for pregame interviews, let's just run down the rosters for both sides. In the lower-seeded Potosi Trojans, you have number 4, Shelby Poucher, number 5, Sammy Huck, number 10, Annie McCall, number 11, Kirsten Blair, number 12, Rain Hungsermeyer-Baxter, number 13, Emma Eaton, number 14, Emily Hector, number 15, Madeline Bradley, number 19, Katie Sadler, number 21, Aubrey Martin, 23 is Olivia Marsa, 24, Olivia Coleman, 25, Audrey Neal, and 28, Carly Hampton. Potosi Trojans are led by Brett Hale, assistant coach Abby Cook. For the North County Raiders, the 3 seed entering this Class 3 District 2 tournament. We'll start at the top here with number 1, Ashlyn Moore, followed by number 2, Emma Goggle. Number 7 is Sarah Wells. Number 10 is Macy Kamler. Number 11, Ariel Stewart. 15 is Emily Veach. Number 22, Kaylee Winch. Number 19, Maddie Oder. Number 25, Lauren Forrester. 27, Sophie Barton. And 29 is Whitney Marler. We're 30 seconds away from first serve, and so we're back in 30 on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Stop in Dairy Queen in Farmington and Potosi for the best cheeseburgers in town. And don't forget about their chicken strip basket. 4 or 6 pieces of golden fried chicken strips, hot fries, Texas toast, and creamy white gravy. And remember, you'll love their new snack menu with new potato skins and soft pretzels. And don't forget your fantastic lunch, which includes an entree, drink, and sundae for just $5. That's Dairy Queen, 2 great locations in Potosi and Farmington where they treat you right.
The faculty and staff at the DeSoto School District takes this time to congratulate and praise their students and athletes for working hard and for their commitment and dedication to academics and sports. DeSoto is a proud member of the Missouri State High School Activities Association, and they remind all spectators that games are competitive but are also an educational experience for all the players and students. Let's continue to show respect and sportsmanship throughout all contests.
Matt Green will be back with you on the MIMO Info Sports Stream as we get ready for the third and final match of the Class 3 District 2 volleyball tournament from Festus High School. It is the 3-seeded North County Raiders taking on the 6-seed Potosi Trojans as the players will meet at the net to high five underneath the bottom of the net. And now the woos coming from the crowd. That was my best woo on a hoarse voice. I've been talking all day long. Ask anyone. And anyway, teams are huddled up and we are just about ready to go. Starters for North County: Lauren Forrester, Emma Goggle, Maddie Oder, Ariel Stewart, and Emily Veach. For Potosi: Annie McCall, Emily Hector, Madeline Bradley, Olivia Coleman, Audrey Neal, and Olivia Marsa. And looks like after the coin flip, it'll be Potosi serving first. The libero, number 23, Marsa, decked out in her yellow, while the rest of her teammates are in purple and gold. And here we go. Match 3 is underway. Right to left serve for Marsa towards the corner, played by the Raiders. Up towards the net. A kill shot is blocked but lands on the Potosi side, and getting the point is Emily Veach. And our first sub coming out for North County is Emma Goggle. And in to serve, number 10, Macy Kamler. Silent Jim here as Kamler serves it left to right. It's dug out, but right into the net by number 14, Emily Hector. 2-0 North County in set one. Left to right serve coming from Kamler. Gets a walking start, serves it over. It dips hard, dug out by Potosi. Here's a kill from the line from Olivia Coleman. Back to the North County side, and a kill at the middle of the net. Credit the kill to Lauren Forrester. 3-0 Raiders. Potosi looking a little heavy leg to start. Shifting positions now for the serve is Kamler. She gets it over. Potosi plays it. Here's a set to the net. Kill shot at the net, blocked by the double. Loose ball, though, in the corner. North County survives it. They get it back to the Potosi side, and from the middle of the net, how about that pound for a point from Olivia Coleman? Coleman with her light brown braided hair adjusts it after the kill shot there. Now her teammate serving right to left, Emily Hector. Hector, slight jog into her serve, stops on the line, gets it over from right to left. Here's a set and a kill attempt from Kaylee Winch at the net. It's dug out along the lines by Coleman. Potosi able to lift it over. North County at the net. Shot from Emily Veach to the Potosi side. Potosi returns it, and then Winch, all 5'11 of her, just taps it back over to Potosi in between the front and back row, and it's 4-1 North County. Left to right serve coming for number 25, Lauren Forrester at 5'9, a senior. Jump serve towards the back line, played by Potosi towards the net. Here's a kill shot from the near side. That was Olivia Coleman to the other line. North County keeps it alive. North County taps it over to Potosi at the middle of the net. What do we have here? We have a point to North County. No, a point to Potosi. Contending the call was Coleman. She told the official above the net, hey, it was tapped at the net, tipped at the net, and he agreed. So there you go. Point to Potosi. 4-2 the score. Jump serve right to left. Neal. Played off the back line by the Raiders. Having to chase it along the wall was number 10, Kamler. Gets it back over to the Potosi side. Here's a kill shot at the middle from 24, Coleman. Returned by the Raiders from the middle to the far line. It goes out of bounds, and Potosi is reeled off two straight. Right to left serve coming once again from number 25, Audrey Neal. 5'6", freshman with a jump serve. It dips hard towards the back line, dug out by North County. Set for Veach. Veach with a kill shot. Potosi blocks it up, hits it up into the air. Back to the North County side. Here's Winch from the middle of the net. Kills it into the Potosi defense. Potosi with a scramble after a miss hit by Neal. And they dig it out, get it back to the North County side, and there's Winch to tap it back over along the line. 5-3, North County leads Potosi. Left to right serve coming from Emily Veach. A jump serve played off the back line by the Trojans. Up towards the middle. Double tap by Coleman over the net. North County sends it back to the Potosi side. And it lands past the dive of Shelby Poucher. And the point goes to the North County Raiders. 6-3. Left to right jump serve once again for Bradley. Veach. And Veach hits it into the net, so a point. 6-4. Right to left serve coming for Coleman. A flat-footed serve towards the back line. Played by North County to the front. At the middle. Pound there from Maddie Oder. And Potosi can't handle it as it's off the blocks and on the Potosi side. Bigger part of that was Whitney Marler to earn the point. So North County leads 7-4. Left to right serve coming, jump serve, Winch. A little power behind it, played by Potosi, set to the outside hitter, Carly Hampton, and Hampton has her pound shot rejected by North County at the net. There to block it aside. It's number 31 for North County. We don't have a name for number 31. We'll try to work on that. 8-4 Raiders, left to right serve we go. From the middle, leaning too far back, trying to adjust midair, was number 2, Emma Goggle, but unable to do so, she hits it into the net. So But right now, number 31 for North County is unidentified. Potosi down 3-8-5. Coach Hale pacing in front of the bench to our right. Wow, what a serve. Right to left it went from Madeline Bradley. A kick effort there from the back line by number 31. Just couldn't get to it in time. So she found the right spot, did Bradley. And Potosi now trails by 2-8-6. Right to left serve coming as the gym once again silent before the serve. Bradley gets it over. North County plays it off the back line. Here's a kill shot from the outside. Number 2, Emma Goggle, hits it too hard. As trying to reach for it and save it was 14, Emily Hector. She couldn't do so. She landed awkwardly on the floor. Her right hand got contact with the ball but sent it sideways. North County up 9-6. Left to right serve coming from number 19. That is Maddie Oder. Slight lift of the heels, gets it over, and it lands just over the net. Dig attempt to no avail for Potosi, and it's 10-6 North County. Left to right serve coming from Oder. Starts her dribble low, now runs up to the line, stops, sends it over. Coleman digs it out to the middle of the net. A Potosi kill shot from number 10, Annie McCall. And the 5'7 sophomore gets the point. She goes from the middle to the far line. It's 10-7 as Potosi now trails by 3. They're on serve. Serve for Potosi. Right to left it goes. That was Carly Hampton on the serve. Here's North County with a kill shot at the net. And that one is too much to handle in the corner for Hampton as it lands to the right of the Potosi bench. That point was earned by Winch. It's 11-7 North County. Left to right serve coming for number 11, Ariel Stewart. It dips short, just beyond the net. Dug out by Potosi. Pounded the net by Potosi. Blocked back onto the Potosi side. And a second effort from Audrey Neal. This time it's past the blocks, landing inside the back line. And Potosi back within 3. Right to left serve coming from the libero, Olivia Marsa, 5'2", a senior for the Trojans. Throws it high, hits it over with the right. From the middle, North County plays it towards the net. A set for the kill shot from Emma Goggle. She goes from the near side of the net to the far side line after a beautiful set by Ariel Stewart. And North County gets the point. It's 12-3. North County in their white uniforms, it's white shirts, black shorts, yellow numbers, and letters with a black trim. Left to right serve for the Raiders. Potosi, keep it alive. Here comes that third shot lifted over by Hampton towards the back line, North County. With the set, it's Neal. Excuse me, that was Stewart for Winch, and Winch gets the point with a kill with the right. North County hoping to take set one. Left to right serve coming from Kamler, and she leaves it short into the middle of the net. Point to the Potosi Trojans. Here comes a right to left serve for Emily Hector. Setter, outside hitter, 5'4" junior. Just gets it over the net as it clipped it. And a point's going to be awarded to Potosi. The dig there for North County came from Forrester, but she double hit it. And the official above the net all over it. And the Potosi Trojans get 2 points in a row. It's now 13-10 Trojans trail. Right to left serve Hector towards the corner. North County setting up a pound there from Forrester. Dug out by Potosi. North County to keep it alive on their side. Winch taps it over. Played by Coleman to the line. Lifted back up to the near side. Pushed over by Neal to North County side. Here's a kill shot. That is going to land just in along the back line. I couldn't quite tell. Officials took a second to make the call, but earning the kill point for the Raiders, number 15, Emily Veach. So left to right serve coming for the Raiders. Forrester over to the back line, lifted up by the Trojans to the net. Coleman punches it over. Diving effort after it was blocked, it came to the near side. Diving effort successful for Stewart. North County gets it over. Here's Potosi. Setting up a kill shot, a tap, trying to get it over. Kaylee Winch at 5'11", was number 25, Audrey Neal. She tried to tap it over, and Winch just denied her easily. And that's what height will do for you. 15-10. North County leads, left to right serve. Received by the Trojans. Here's a setup once again for Neal. This time she gets it past the blocks, but Potosi shooting North County. Keeps it alive, and then on the outside, near side, a kill shot is good from left to right from Emily Veach. 16-10, North County leads Potosi in set one of the first round of the Class 3 District 2 tournament. Coach Hale has called the timeout. We're back in 30 on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Jeffco Alarm Services in Herculaneum. They take the fear out of nighttime noises and more. Jeffco Alarm Services includes cameras, TV hangs, surround sound, and more, and can handle anything with low voltage wiring. Residential or commercial, Jeffco Alarm Service specializes in your safety and security. Call today for a free alarm bid at 636-677-2190. That's 677-2190. Jeffco Alarm Services in Herculaneum, residential and commercial security. The peace of mind is priceless.
Left to right serve for the Raiders out of the Potosi timeout. They're up 16-10, but no more. As a couple of hits later, Potosi's Olivia Coleman able to knock it over and keep it inbounds along the far line as she hit it right to left, and it's Potosi back within five. Right to left serve, a jump serve for number 25, Audrey Neal, played by the Raiders. Kill shot towards the back line, dug out by the Trojans. And then a nice little tap over the blocks by Coleman. If you can't beat Winch, from at the net, stand just a few feet behind it and then tap it over, and that'll work. And it did for Potosi. 16-12, the Trojans trail. They're on serve. Right to left it goes Neal towards the back line, received by the Raiders on that back line. Setting up Winch at the middle of the net is Stewart, and Winch does not waste the opportunity as her right hand, very strong, goes from the middle of the net to the outside and gets the point for North County. Left to right serve coming for Emily Veach. There it goes towards the back line, received by Bradley. Up towards the middle of the floor. Punched over from the outside of the net by Hampton. North County from line to line has it blocked up into the air. Here's Coleman at the net. Her kill shot from the middle is blocked up into the air. Back to her side, she taps it over. North County waits for it, brings it down with a right hand. And then at the net, we have a ball batted into the chest of number 31 for the Raiders, who we still have not identified, as Coleman was able to earn the point for Potosi. 17-13 now, right to left serve for the Trojans. Received by another number I don't think we have for North County. North County able to get it over there, and pardon me, I thought I had a name, but I didn't, so did not give you the play-by-play there. I do apologize, but the point does go to Potosi. It was hit at the net, just not sure from who. So 17-14, Potosi trailing. Hey, they've reeled off four straight as Olivia Coleman's serve is too much to bear for the North County defense. And Potosi down 17-15. A smile from Coach Hale. Right to left serve, Coleman. Line drive serve received by North County. Tapped over from the middle of the floor alertly by number 15, Veach. And the back row came flying towards the ball. All three of the back row defenders came flying towards it, but neither of them could get there. So with an alert play there, Veach earns the point for North County. They're back up by three. Left to right serve, Kaylee Winch. Potosi receives it, setting up Hampton on the outside. Her kill shot is blocked back and out of bounds, and Potosi gets the point. Trojans trail 18-16. The sparse crowd on hand peers down at the volleyball players as a right-to-left serve goes for the Trojans. By Winch towards the middle of the net. Number 31 hits it over towards the back line. Potosi saves it. Potosi with the set. Kill at the net for Annie McCall. Her kill shot blocked back into her path. She cannot handle it. It lands a foot in front of the front row to her right. And North County back up three. Left to right serve coming from the near side for North County. It's Maddie Oder. There you go. You heard the absolute silence. There's a serve left to right towards the back line, and the libero for Potosi, Marsa, could not handle it. It was a knuckling serve, and it lands off her fist and rolls. It's 20-16. North County back up four. Here's Oder once again. Only the girls on the floor making the noise. The serve is left short over the net. Played up by McCall. McCall helping to set up Hampton. Hampton from the middle pounds it over. North County to keep it alive. Number 31 from line to line. She goes dug out by Marsa to Hampton. Hampton lifts it over for Potosi. Now to North County. And a set from Goggle. And the kill there from number 15, Veach. Oh, beg your pardon, 25, Lauren Forrester. And Forrester gets the point for North County. 21-16, Raiders lead. From the far corner, left to right serve, Oder. Played off the back row, Coleman. Up towards the net, a set by number 10, Annie McCall. And it wasn't a great set, as hitting into the net was Hector. And so after North County was up 18-13, Potosi made it 18-16, and now North County has taken the last 4 points. They lead 22-16 here in set one. We'll keep it here during this timeout, as Alpha Media Farmington encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. That includes the DeSoto School District, North County School District in Bon Terre, Jeffco Alarm Services in Herculaneum, Potosi Dairy Queen, Applebee's of Farmington, Comtree of Festus, Jefferson College in Hillsboro, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, Ear Farmington McDonald's, the Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, and New Era Bank in Farmington Park Hills, Deloge and Bon Terre. Out of the timeout, North County on serve, left to right it goes from Oder. Dug out, back line, Potosi set up at the net. And did that kill shot go long or did it land in play? It did land in play, and a point earned by Hector. Now she goes to ground to tie her left shoe, does Hector. 22-17. Potosi, can they make another little comeback here? It all starts with Carly Hampton. Right to left serve is coming right at you. Played by Winch. Up towards the middle, Veach to set up a kill shot for Goggle. Goggle has it blocked up into the air. Potosi sends it over. North County at the net is going to earn the point. So North County 2 points away from taking set one. Left to right serve coming. That is Ariel Stewart. Gets it over. Potosi plays it. And on the dig, it goes back to North County side. The Raiders lift it over to Potosi. Potosi with a right hand back over to North County. And at the middle of the net, a pound and a kill shot and a point for Goggle. And North County up 24-17 in set one. Serving for the set will be Ariel Stewart. Left to right, it goes from the near corner. Played off the back line by Potosi back over to the North County side. Tapped by Goggle towards the back row. North County gets it back to the Potosi side and a dig from number 14, Emily Hector, to no avail as it hits the bottom of the net. And North County takes a 25-17 first set victory. Set two coming up in 2 minutes on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Fall is here and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, hometown proud.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Everybody loves Mario's Italia. They serve the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pasta, salad, sub sandwiches, calzones, and my personal favorite, the stromboli. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. You'll be satisfied with all of their choices. Check out their full menu online at mariositalia.com. Dine in or have it delivered, or have them cater your next special event. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week, Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Good call on McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah, let's eat.
Okay, we have the oh yeah for me.
Can you hand me my mmm?
Yep, And here are a couple of woot-woots to share.
I love my woohoo!
Oh, sounds like Stacy went to McDonald's too.
Celebrate the Cardinals with a Big Mac for $1 when you buy one at regular price. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
And we are early to start the second set. North County already up 1-0. And here we are into the action. And Potosi gets a kill shot from one side of the net to the other. And that was a nice pound there from the righty, Audrey Neal. And it's tied at 1-1. Matt Greenwood with you on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Back in the MIMO Info Sports Stream studio is Chase Sellers. Last match of the Class 3 District 2 first round volleyball tournament. Left to right for Potosi. And North County has Kaylee Winch kill it from the near side of the net. And it's 2-1 Raiders. Raiders took the first set 25-17. As we play from behind here, I want to thank Serenity Hospice Care in Farmington, Presbyterian Manor of Farmington, Prairie Farms in Farmington, Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, and Comtree Ephesus for supporting high school athletics. North County earns their third point of the set, a kill shot from the middle of the net by Emily Veach, who played a big part in that first set win for the Raiders. And they are starting off strong in this one as well. Right to left serve, there it goes. From Forrester. Potosi to play it. A line to line shot that lands out of bounds. It looked like Coleman that just missed. And it's 4-1 Raiders, who entered this tournament 15-14. Potosi 10-17. Right to left jump serve for Forrester. It just skips off the top of the net. Kept alive by Potosi. And the tap from the near side to the far side is sent back to the Potosi corner. And it lands just in there for a point. By the way, keeping that alive earlier was number 15, Madeline Bradley. I haven't said her name too much tonight. 5-1, North County leading in set two. Right to left serve, there it goes. Hampton to keep it alive towards the middle of the net. Coleman taps it over. North County now at the net outside. Stewart kills it. Potosi keeps it alive. Trojans lift it back over. Here's Stewart to set up Winch from the middle. Kaylee Winch misfires. Potosi keeps it alive to the outside. There's Coleman with a pound with the right. North County able to keep it alive. North County back to the Potosi side. A dig from the Trojans. Call back to the North County side. North County, three shots over to Potosi. Coleman at the net. Beg your pardon, that was Audrey Neal at the net. She hit it into the double block, and North County could not save the ball after it was blocked directly downward. And so Potosi gets the point. 5-2, Trojans trail. Left to right serve for Emily Hector. Played off the back line by the Raiders. Here's a set, Stewart to Kaylee Winch, and Winch's pound from the middle is too much to handle for the setter and outside hitter, Hector. And Hector with a frown as she makes her way to the bench. 6-2, North County with the lead over Potosi. Right to left goes the serve. Played by Neal to the middle. Set there by Bradley to the outside, and a kill shot blocked. As unable to get it over Winch and company is Audrey Neal. And it's 7-2 North County in set two. Right to left serve coming for Stewart. Excuse me, that was Veach on serve. Potosi gets it over. North County saves it and gets it back over to the Potosi side. Pound at the net from Neal. North County keeps it alive along the line. Back to the Potosi side. Set there by Bradley from the middle of the net. Coleman. And Coleman gets the point. Coleman smacking it with the right hand and getting the point. That gets Coach Hale up on his feet. Left to right serve coming for the Trojans. And that is number 25, Audrey Neal, North County. To set up, Kaylee Winch on the outside. Her right hand shot is played by Potosi. Back to the outside, Bradley over to Hampton. North County keeps it alive. North County punches it over. And that was number 25, Lauren Forrester, who hit it deep towards the back line. And Potosi was able to get a fingertip to it, but that was it. And North County goes up 8-3 in the second set. Jump serve right to left, Kaylee Winch. It's diving. And speaking of diving, there was an effort there by Shelby Poucher, and she just couldn't get to it, as Kaylee Winch able to serve North County to their ninth point of the second set. North County has a set in hand. We've got ourselves a 30-second break on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Matt Greenwell back with you out of the timeout. It's North County 9, Potosi 3. Serve for Forrester. Potosi returned it. And then how about that? Kaylee Winch's younger sister, Cam Winch, able to pound it into the floor with the right hand from the middle of the net. And it's 10-3 North County. Right to left serve once again for Forrester. Potosi to play it. At the net now, it's Coleman. Coleman sends it to the back line. Lifted up by Kaylee Winch towards the net. Lifted over by Marler to Potosi. Coleman set up by Bradley. Coleman's pound is dug out in the corner. North County able to tap it over on the second hit from Kaylee Winch. Now Coleman for Potosi sets up her outside hitter, Hampton, and Hampton has her kill shot blocked back into the floor. And North County takes a commanding 11-3 lead here in set two. Kaylee Winch, galloping serve, arcing serve, right to left it goes. Dug out by Poucher. To the outside, a set for Hampton. Kills it over to the middle. And how about that? Once again, Emily Veach with a little sneaky head fake, drops a shoulder, rises or lifts the ball up with her two hands over the net and in front of the back row. 12-3 North County. Next point, Hampton on the outside, pounds it into the blocks. Loose ball there, North County able to get to it, send it back over. Back to Potosi, middle of the net, Coleman. Kill shot blocked once again, up into the air. North County keeps it alive, lifting it over. Her shoulder was Marler. Back to Potosi. Potosi's Olivia Coleman kills it from the middle. Carly Hampton with the set there. 12-7 North County. They lead in set two. They're up one set to none. Left to right serve Coleman into the face of the back row defender. But she keeps it alive. North County now at the net. Push over by number 25, Forrester. Marler. And Potosi unable to handle that play cleanly. And North County gets the point. Maddie Oder to serve right to left for North County, up 13-4. Taking her time, three dribbles. Now spinning the ball on her fingertips, throws it up slightly into the air, and serves it over. Dig there by Marsa, kept alive at the net by Bradley. And then Coleman punches it over, and North County can't handle it. Excellent team effort there by the Trojans. They trail 13-5. Madeline Bradley on serve once again, going left to right with her black knee pads and everything. Towards the back line, and a miss hit by Veach. One of very few. A bigger part of that was actually number 19, Maddie Oder. Veach has been spectacular tonight for North County. However, point does go to Potosi. 13-6, North County leads. Left to right serve, Bradley sends it over. Hit into the sky once again by Oder. Veach keeps it alive, setting up a kill shot for Forrester deep on the outside. Potosi able to keep the ball alive as Hampton earns the point at the net for the Trojans with a kill shot from the far outside part to the near side. Again, we're situated on the home side of the floor behind the benches. To our left is Potosi. Left to right serve, Bradley to the line. Cam Winch keeps it alive. Now Cam Winch set up. Cam Winch with the pound along the line. Stuck out by the libero, Marsa. To the near side, Bradley to the middle for a Coleman tap over. Now North County has it on their side. And Emma Goggle, all 5'10 of her, leaps and pounds it right into the floor for a point to the Raiders. And we have ourselves a football score in set two. North County 14 and Potosi 7. Raiders on serve. Right to left it goes. From the back middle to the line on the outside. Potosi on their third hit at the middle. Carly Hampton has it rejected. And North County up 15-7. Right to left serve for the Raiders. Dug out by Potosi's number 24, Olivia Coleman. Back to the North County side, and a pound at the net from Veach as it's dug up into the rafters and comes down hard on the Festus Tiger hardwood floor, and a point to North County. Right to left serve once again by Ariel Stewart. Potosi gets in their own way. Two players converged. One hip checked the other. The other got contact on the ball, but it went backwards. And North County with a strong 17-7 lead. Right to left serve it goes. Ariel Stewart, number 11, gets it over. Potosi to play it at the net. And kind of raising her shoulders up above her neck level, earning a point she didn't think she would get, was number 14, Emily Hector. She didn't get the jump she wanted, was leaning back, and still just tapped it over the blocks for a point. She shrugged her shoulders about three times. Potosi back on serve. Left to right it goes. And Veach going from line to line, and she's unable to keep it in. And Potosi has the last 2 points at 17-9. Left to right serve for the Trojans. Hampton to North County along the line. On the outside, it's tapped over. Potosi digs it out. Bradley to keeping it alive. To the net, and a kill shot there by Audrey Neal. Goes line to line over the blocks. And Potosi has reeled off 3 straight points. Still 17-10 Raiders. Left to right serve for the Trojans. Hampton to North County. North County with a set for Veach on the outside. Pounds it over from one line to the other line on the opposite side of the floor. Potosi able to block it, keep it alive. Pound it back to North County. And now North County with a setup and the kill from the outside. And once again, the Raiders winning the points at the net. 18-10 North County. Couple of hard dribbles for North County's number 22, number 27, Barton. Potosi able to keep the serve alive. Here's Bradley now. Pounds it up towards the net from the outside. Neal lifts it over to North County. North County, 3 shots later, back to Potosi. Set again by Bradley to the middle. Pound over. North County blocks it up into the air. Potosi thought they won the point, but North County keeps it alive. They lift it to the Potosi side. There's Annie McCall with a two-handed tap back over to North County. North County, 3 shots later, back to Potosi. Kill shot for number 25, Neal, into the face of the Raiders' back row. Raiders get it over, and now a kill at the middle of the net for Potosi. And that was Annie McCall, who hit it way too long. And North County gets the point, 19-10. Raiders here in set two, already up 1-0. Right to left serve it goes. Played off the back row by Coleman up towards the net. It was just high enough and just over to the North County side enough for Kaylee Winch to come up and smash it for a point right at the feet of the back row, and it's 20-10 North County. Right to left serve coming. There it is. Received by Coleman for Potosi. Set by Bradley over her shoulder to the outside for a punch there from Audrey Neal. Going line to line, North County, though, able to keep it alive. North County lifts it over. Here's Bradley. Jumping shot back towards her outside hitter, number 25, Audrey Neal, and then Neal mishandled that entire pass, wound up hitting it back to herself, and it's 21-10 North County. Right to left serve for number 10, Macy Kamler, to the near line for Potosi. They'll get it over. Hampton to the middle. Winch from the middle to the outside on the far side of the floor. And her right hand does it again, 22-10, North County here in set two. They currently lead 1-0. Looking to the punch their ticket to the Class 3 District 2 semifinals. Right to left it goes. Potosi receives it, set by Bradley at the middle of the net, and just not her night as Annie McCall, little off balance, tried to tap it over over the double blocks and couldn't do so. So 23-12, North County. Right to left serve once again. Potosi to play it at the net. An outside shot from Neal. North County keeps it alive. And from the near side of the net, number 25, Lauren Forrester, into the blocks. It skips off the left side of the arm of the blocker there and rolls out of bounds. And North County Now serving for the match, it'll be Macy Kamler, defensive specialist, a 5'5" junior. Couple of dribbles. Now walks up to the line and punches it over. Played by Coleman to the net. Bradley with a set to the outside. And the pound into the top of the net. Potosi keeps it alive. Potosi is going to tap it back over with Audrey Neal. North County to keep it alive. Wench just pushes it over towards the back row. Potosi's Coleman there to Neal. Neal back to Coleman. Coleman lifts it. North County is Veach. Pounds it back over to Potosi's side. And there's Coleman from the back row earning the point as Wench tried to bat it back down. And it went to her right for a point to Potosi. Trojans stay alive for now, down 24-11. They'll need to reel off 13 straight to force a tiebreak. Left to right serve for Olivia Marsa towards the back corner. North County plays it. Here's a set for Winch. At the net, it's blocked at the net, but it spins sideways, lands on the floor in front of the dig try by Audrey Neal. And the point in the match goes to the North County Raiders. 25-11 in set two, 25-17 your first set score. It's North County on to the semifinals of the Class 3 District 2 tournament, where the Festus Tigers await. The Home Pools and Spas postgame show is coming up next.
Champions are made here, on our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Josh Harris joins us now from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington and Poplar Bluff, and soon to be Festus. And Josh, you know, the holidays are right around the corner, and I'm thinking an off-road vehicle from Midwest Sports would look great under the Christmas tree.
With Christmas right around the corner, we can help fill those Christmas needs, from anything from side-by-sides, ATVs, youth ATVs, youth motorcycles. Ultimate Toy Store here in Farmington. We're located at 124 Walker Road.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home with the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Fleek's Equipment was founded as a family-owned and operated business, where it remains to this day. Known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Massey Ferguson, Hustler, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, Spartan, Kuhn, and many more. Fleek's Equipment is a proven company with certified technicians and customer service, where you're more than just a number. Our certified technicians can diagnose, troubleshoot, repair, and maintain your equipment. Not just one color, but every color. Even if you don't purchase your equipment here, we can provide you with the best service available and the largest selection of parts. As the months turn colder, it's time to service your equipment from the summer and fall. Winterize your equipment and tune up any equipment that you need over the winter, also for the spring. We do that here, and we do it well. If you're in the market for a new compact tractor, new blades, whatever the need, see us here at Fleek's Equipment. Make us your first stop, Fleek's Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Lettington. Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Matt Greenwood with you on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Class 3 District 2 volleyball first round action. We had three matches today. All three went two sets to none. First one was St. Genevieve 2-0 over DeSoto. Second one was Festus 2-0 over Herculaneum. And this one right now, North County 2 and Potosi 0 on the sets win. And I'm joined by Chelsea Crocker, head coach of the North County Raiders. And Coach, 25-17 and 25-11, if I wrote it down correctly. Yes, I did. All right. You know, at times it just looked really easy, especially with Kaylee Winch blocking in the middle. I mean, she's tall, which helps greatly, but she was really good today.
Yeah, she's just all over. She's tall. She's very athletic. She's a go-getter. She's a hard worker. She's definitely, you know, one of our main players. So.
And then Cam, her sister, did a pretty good job on the blocks and killing it as well.
Yeah, she's playing a right side for us. So when we got the winches up there, we're pretty big block.
Defensively, you were very good as well. Your back row didn't let too many things get past them.
Yeah, they're doing very well. They're crossing very well. They're talking, communication. You know, when our block's in the right spot, we can set up our defense. So it's working out for us right now.
Emily Veach looks like a really strong player,
doesn't she? She is. She's a front row player. She's a setter. She could do just about anything. She's just a strong player all around, very athletic.
From a team perspective, what was clicking for you guys tonight?
Everything. Definitely our offense. Our setter and hitter communication was looking really good tonight. We ran a lot of different plays. They just really clicked. They want to win.
You guys, well, before we actually get to what's ahead for you tomorrow, our player of the game, Applebee's player of the game, free entree for our player of the game, and we're going with Emma Goggle. Why is she your choice tonight?
Emma Goggle, she had some hard swings tonight. You know, she's a big blocker in the middle. She is only a sophomore, but she puts that ball down. She's just a good team player. So.
All right, very well. Coach, you get Festus tomorrow. That's always a fun match, right?
Yeah, they'll be a tough team. Karen Billy does a good job over here at Festus. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game.
And have you played a Festus team in the past?
Yeah, we have a jamboree with them.
Okay.
We don't play them during season, but we have a jamboree with them, and it was pretty close. They took the game when we played a jamboree, but hopefully things will go our way tomorrow.
Coach Crocker, you're no stranger to really tough opponents. Valley Catholic, Central, all in the MAAA. You're a part of that as well. Those two top seeds in their respective tournaments, obviously Central and this one. They'll be taking on St. Jen tomorrow. But as far as your schedule, your strength of schedule and the like, how do you feel like that prepares you for a matchup like tomorrow against Festus?
It definitely prepares us. I think you look at us right now, I think we're 16-16 or 15-15 right now. You know, we're 500 right now. But if you look at us, we don't look like a 500 program. We look pretty outstanding. But it's just because our tough competition that we have to play constantly. So I think that's going to help us a lot.
As far as the matchup is concerned, player personnel versus player personnel, how do you like your girls?
I think we have some really good all-around players. I have Kaylee Winch that plays all the way around, Lauren Forster, Emily Veach. So I have girls that are on the court all the time. You know, I think we got a really good shot. They play together and give it their all. I think we have a good shot.
All right, good deal. Well, Coach, congrats on the what seemed to be a pretty easy victory for you. Go
well,
enjoy
you.
It tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Chelsea Crocker, head coach of the North County Raiders. They win it 25-17 and 25-11. Once again, like I said, all three matches went just two sets as St. Jen, the 5 seed, beat DeSoto, the 4, 25-23 and 25-19. Festus topping Herculaneum, 25-13 and 25-19. North County beating Potosi, 25-17 and 25-11. Let's see, a couple more things for you, including some of our sponsors. We do thank them, and we would like for you to thank them as well, as this is a great support for high school athletics, including Potosi's Dairy Queen, also Jeffco Alarm Services in Herculaneum, the DeSoto School District sponsoring this volleyball tournament, and the North County School District out of Bonterre also sponsoring this volleyball tournament. We also want to include Fleegs Equipment, Ludington, St. Genevieve, Gateway Motors, Fredericktown, Gifford Lumber, Farmington, Gilster Mary Lee, and Perryville, Home Pools and Spas of Ludington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Farmington, Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton, as well as the UPS store in Festus. All right. For the Hearing Care Partners upcoming broadcast schedule, tomorrow, back here at Festus High School, semifinals and championship. This is a two-day tournament, so three matches each day. Today was the first round. Tomorrow is the semifinals and championship. First matchup will be the Park Hills Central Rebels at 27-3, and the one seed in this Class 3 District 2 tournament. They'll be taking on the St. Genevieve Dragons, the 5 seed, who are now 12-14-4. Second matchup features Festus and North County, the 2 versus the 3. That'll happen about 20 minutes after Central and St. Gen complete their semifinal match. So those are the 2 semifinals. The winners of each will play in the championship 20 minutes after the conclusion of Festus North County. By the way, last year, Festus beat Central 2-0 in the district championship. Chance for maybe Central to do to Festus what Festus did to Central last year, and that is not only did Festus win the district championship, but they did it on Central's floor. And with this tournament here at Festus High School, the Rebels have a chance to do what Festus did to them. So that could be a great matchup and certainly quite enticing, but so would any other matchup you have, whether it's Central versus Festus, Central versus North County, North County versus St. Gen, or Festus versus St. Gen. Either way, we're going to have a pair of amazing semifinals and should be an incredible district championship as well. So there you go for today. I'm going to go ahead and rest up the voice for you guys tomorrow. I want to thank Chase Sellers back in the MIMO Info Sports Studio. I am Matt Greenwood. We both thank you for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and hopefully your team that you were rooting for won today. And again, we do it tomorrow beginning at 4:15 with the Fleas Equipment pregame show. First serve for Central and St. Genevieve will be at 4:30. And before I do sign off, a big congratulations to the only regional radio area softball team still standing, the Northwest Lions. Class 4 Northwest Lions defeated Webster Groves today at Seckman High School in the Class 4 quarterfinals. 18-8 was the final score. Northwest is on to state in Springfield this Friday and Saturday. So big shout out and congratulations to them for making it that far. But for now, our focus remains volleyball, and it will remain that way tomorrow as well. We're back on the air at 4:15 on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Have a good night.